My guest today is Jill Hill with YSS in Central Iowa, and she is manager for behavioral health services with YSS. Jill, thanks for taking time to visit with us this month.
Well, great. I'm so happy to be here.
I know we've had, I think every year about this time we get a chance to talk about behavioral health and stuff. And kind of the big issue is trying to get people understand exactly what behavioral health is. And in particular with YSS, you focus on young people, behavioral health for young people and their families.
Correct. YSS is serving all of the continuum of ages. So as young as 4 or 5 year olds to do specific play therapy and counseling, but also we can go up to, you know, your lifespan of 80 or 90 years of age. And so YSS has always been one of those organizations who has been known for serving the child or the adolescent. But in all reality, we are serving the entire continuum and have for many number of years now.
So, and that's a lot. That's one thing, again, that a lot of people probably just may not be aware of, because we always talk about youth-related, mm-hmm. and tie it in with that. But so for behavioral health services, tell us a little bit about how you incorporate that with all other aspects of, because it is a part of treatment that you have available across the gamut.
It is. Behavioral health is kind of a big terminology, but it is services in which we can help individuals in the community that have mental health areas of concern, possibly substance abuse. They may need some psych services. So we do psychiatric evaluations, which does include medication management. And then we also, we do wraparound services. So we have integrated health services, which helps that support of the therapy programming that's happening for the individuals. So if that individual is struggling with, I don't know, paying their bills, maybe mm-hmm. they're struggling with getting supplies for their child at school, or maybe it's not being able to pay their utilities for the month just because it's in financial strain. So then we have the integrated health services that can help support the services that therapy is doing with the children, their parents, or even their grandparents. And we've been doing this for many, many number of years. And the first part with behavioral health is someone is worried or they're concerned about anxiety or depression, or their child's being really oppositional and they don't know what's going on with that child. The first step is to get them in for an evaluation. Mm-hmm. And when I say an evaluation, I'm saying this is a comprehensive evaluation. So not only are we looking at any mental health or symptoms related to mental health, but we're also looking at substance abuse. We're also looking at if they're exhibiting any psychological symptoms, so that way we can treat the entire person as a whole when they're coming into YSS. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, Boone has a YSS outpatient clinic there, sure. in the next to the hospital.
Yep.
But if that location doesn't fit with the individual, they can also come to Ames or any of the other service areas. There are, over the years, and I've been with YSS for over 30 years, there have been a few situations in which some individuals have not felt comfortable receiving services in the Boone area. They're just worried about confidentiality and HIPAA and don't want anybody to know or see that they're coming into the Boone office. They can come to our other service areas. Or I might also add, we're also providing virtual services. And so if individuals are struggling, you know, they don't have a vehicle, mm-hmm. They can still receive the services in the comfort of their home. If they have the technology, if they have a laptop or a cell phone and the internet, they can connect with a provider that way as well. You know, the pandemic led to this whole evolution of teams or webcams or virtual services. And luckily, as a result of this whole pandemic situation, it has allowed all providers, including YSS, to continue this virtual services if there are barriers for the individual to not able to get into the office for outpatient services.
Yeah, I would say one of the things that from what I've been able to collect, not just with mental health services and things like that, but even, you know, just regular health care services, telehealth has become more readily acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, and it is. But we do really want to make sure that the individual that we're providing services for is okay with that.
Yeah.
Some people don't connect with telehealth.
No.
And that's fine. They can come into the outpatient clinic and receive services there. But we're also providing services in the school districts as well.
Sure.
So we are in Boone County. We're in all of the school districts. We have therapists that actually go into the school and provide services to students. Some of the parents prefer to have their child go into our outpatient clinic, and that is fine as well, whatever is most convenient for the family as well.
We also provide
some behavioral health intervention services.
Sure.
We call it BHIS, and BHIS is one of those enhancements to the therapy. So if an individual, if a child and their family, their parents are really struggling with connecting with each other, behavioral issues, anger management, poor impulse control, strong emotions, there is an actual counselor that can do skill development services with that child in the home or in the office or sometimes in the school, not as often in the mm-hmm. school setting, to help the parents and even the school, for that matter, to really work on what's going on with that child to help improve their behaviors. And then, of course, working closely with the therapist that's involved with the situation really enhances the program even more.
I know you had mentioned, again, about people concerned about the confidentiality, things like that. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. it's for the individuals. Whatever's going to make them feel the most comfortable, the big thing is don't avoid making that contact and that communication. Because this is you got to have that first step to be able to deal with any issues.
Exactly. And it's just, we will do what we can. If the individual has any hesitance or they're really worried about not having, secure mm-hmm. setting, we'll really work with them individually to make sure that they feel comfortable and receiving the services that they need. And I think that there is this kind of this philosophy or this view that once you start services for whether it be mental health or substance abuse or whatever it might be, that some people think that it's going to go on and on forever. It doesn't. And in some cases, it might be, you know, two or three sessions. Sure. Or in other cases, it might just be 3 or 4 months. And we do have a few that may go on for a year, but it also depends on what their diagnosis is. And then in the world of substance abuse is also an area where, you know, individuals make some bad choices. They might even get like an OWI, a DUI type of charge in their home community. And they can come to YSS and we can take care of that OWI evaluation for them. And if their recommendation is for a few counseling sessions to help provide some education on substance abuse, the negative ramifications or consequences for continued use, then we can work with them on that. We really want to emphasize within the Boone community that YSS is all-encompassing, where it will treat whether it's mental health, substance abuse, psych services, mm-hmm. skill development. We will do what we can to try to help improve individuals living in Boone County.
I was going to say, which came first, the substance abuse issue or something that triggered that behavior? And likely, it's something that triggered that behavior.
Most of the time, and that's what, when they come in for the evaluation and we're exploring, you know, what came first, the chicken or the egg, what came first, was it the mental health or the substance abuse? So we're really trying to figure that out when we're meeting with that individual. Some people will come in for substance abuse services, and it is determined that I think mental health might be more of the issue. So then we will set them up with a mental health therapist for that. In some cases, it's a combo. of substance abuse and mental health. And so we do everything in our power for that individual when they, especially if they're coming in with co-occurring, a combination of mental health and substance abuse, we want to make sure that they get set up with the therapist that can do both of them at the same time.
Sure.
And that one-stop shopping really does work for some people. There are individuals that don't want to have to go here for mental health and there for substance abuse. But if you have one therapist that can do both of them, that's perfect for them.
Yeah. That takes care. As somebody who can work with them, again, through all the issues that they might have. So there's that. I was going to say, recently I did a program with, and I know the Boone School just had a presentation on this, for their younger students, was it pre-K through first grade, I think it is, they started talking about their social and emotional learning. Again, same kind of thing. It's all about behavior and learning to recognize when you're having an issue and then steps you can take to de-escalate that. Again, sometimes it doesn't work. Sometimes you need help.
Yes. And the nice thing, YSS, we do have a specific contract with the Boone School District, and we actually have two. They are master's leveled social workers that are providing services to the elementary, and that includes that preschool. So if they have some social issues, emotional regulation, communication, you know, the social skills, we actually have a therapist within the preschool school there in Boone that can provide some assistance and really sit down with that child and help them kind of work through some issues they might be having with some other students as well.
So, and those are the kinds of things I know that if you can address issues earlier and get them to help recognize it earlier, they seek help much quicker as they're getting older. And that would really be a big benefit. If someone, again, realizes they're having an anxiety issue, some stressors, they just need to talk to somebody about things, that would drive them and could drive them to YSS for assistance.
Yes, definitely, I feel that one of the biggest diagnoses that we're providing services to, you know, youth or even young adults and even older people is anxiety, and it is the leading diagnosis that causes issues, concerns, social skills, and so you know there's lots of talk therapy that is available for those individuals. But if that's not quite enough, then we would refer them on for medication psych services with YSS to get them on some type of medication if the individual is okay with being on medication to help them with the symptomology related to anxiety.
And I'm guessing, this time of the year, okay, so we've had strange weather here, but end of the winter season, a lot of people have, they've been cooped up for a while. They're ready to get out. That seasonal deficit issue also has some bit of an impact. We're starting to transition out of that, but still, people have been cooped up for a while.
Yep. Seasonal affective disorder is definitely real and can impact many people in the Midwest, especially when we don't have a lot of sun and it's cold and you can't get outside to get that sunshine that we all need and benefit from. So, you know, it's real, and YSS is definitely would be more than happy to assist them, to help them through the winter months until spring approaches, which is just around the corner.
Yeah, it's close. It's almost, if we get any more rain and thunderstorms, it's going to really feel like it's real close.
Oh, yeah.
Did want to ask, again, support for providing mental health or behavioral health disorder services, I should say. How does that handled? How do people, because first of all, they'll have to make a decision. They want to talk to somebody about some issues and then follow up with that. How do you handle that for cost related? How's that gone?
Right. So if someone recognizes that they definitely could, would need some assistance, all they have to do is call the Boone, YSS of Boone office, and Our support team there will help, or you can call into the YSS Ames office as well. We're all interconnected and provide services to each of the locations. YSS.org is another access to services, and individuals can go on there and look up and read more information about YSS and mm-hmm. everything that we do. And then if they want more information, there is a link that they can click on the YSS.org website, and that immediately goes into our support team to give them a call back, send information, and get the individual set up for services right away. Mm-hmm. The nice thing about YSS is multiple funding streams. Of course, we accept private insurance. We accept Medicaid with the managed care companies, whichever one they have. And then we also have some sliding fee scale that is offered for an individual. And then, of course, we have some informal Boone County funds. If someone has no money, they're not on in any insurance, that is a possibility as well. So finances and the money situation should never be a barrier to services with YSS.
I was going to say, if that creates a problem for somebody, that just adds to the pressure that they're under. So this right. we want to make sure that they're getting the services they want that will help them.
Right. Yeah. Definitely. And so the money and you know, having that as an excuse should never be an excuse whatsoever. And if it is a problem, they just need to speak and talk to one of our support team or a supervisor or myself, and we'll mm-hmm. work out something to help get them the services that they need.
Sure.
And if transportation or limited funds on fuel is an issue, I'm currently overseeing a grant with the Department of Public Health right now. It's connected to the COVID-19 mm-hmm. pandemic. An individual who is an adult, who is the actual client, can receive $25 a week in gas cards for like Casey's or sure. one of the gas stations in their service area. So that will help them to drive or fill up their vehicle to get to scheduled appointments if they have any.
Don't want to, yeah, if they need it, you don't want to give them that excuse for not being able to go and be a part of it, especially if they want to seek help. Yeah, make it as easy as possible for them.
Yes. So. And the nice thing about YSS is that, you know, the therapy team that we have, they're all licensed therapists who are receiving specialized training, and such as play therapy. Yep. We also do a parent-child interaction therapy, trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, multidimensional family therapy, eye movement desensitization and reprocessing. I mean, there are so many therapeutic components that our clinical team are trained in that really helps individuals to be successful individuals in our world, in Boone County, or wherever they're at. And if it's substance abuse, obviously substance abuse, extended outpatient, individual counseling. But if a higher level of care is needed, then our substance abuse counselors will really step in there, make a referral to an inpatient program, and get them the services that they need. If it's an adolescent who has serious substance abuse issues and have been part of our, you know, been part of substance abuse treatment, and they need a higher level of care, then there's an adolescent residential addictions treatment program just in Ames. Or mm-hmm. if they want to get further away, we have some other programs further away. But we really want to be that catch-all
yep.
place for people and their families.
Sure. And again, confidentiality, that's always the top of the list of the things that you do. You keep it confidential with the patients. Mm-hmm. And or their yes. families, if they get permission to pass that information along.
Yes. All individuals are required to sign appropriate releases of information, mm-hmm. And we cannot share anything without their signed consent. Confidentiality and HIPAA are critical, and we We want individuals to feel comfortable coming to YSS, and signing the appropriate releases is the best thing to help them to feel comfortable in receiving services.
Jill Hill does management for the behavioral health services with YSS, and again, offering services to people of all ages. And again, this is a great opportunity. People don't avoid, the service is there. That's one of the big challenges. People keep thinking, I don't know where to go, who to talk. Call first, ask somebody, go online, make contact that way, because I know you'll communicate with them, and get questions answered. That's the easiest way to do it.
Oh, certainly. And it is not uncommon, especially if parents are kind of questioning, does my child need help or do I need help? You can call YSS and have like a consultation phone call with someone, including myself. And we kind of walk through what's going on, where are the symptoms, and really process with them, what can we do to help you? And it's not uncommon. I will every week probably get 4 or 5 consultation calls where someone just needed to talk through with someone, is this a problem? Should I be worried? Should I seek help? Sometimes they don't come to YSS. Sometimes they're referred to a hospital setting. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes it just helps them to feel a little bit better, as in, I can do this. That sounds like a good plan. And sometimes, parents really struggle with, geez, I don't know how my child got this way. What did I do wrong as a parent? And just processing with them. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong. We aren't given a handbook as a parent. And sometimes the choices we make may impact that child, but it's not the end of the world. We can turn it around and get your child back on track.
Jill Hill's been our guest on our program today. Again, YSS.org, probably the easiest way to get started if you can. Otherwise, call our Boone office. Somebody there can refer you and give you the number, or you can pick it up and call the Ames office as well, too. So, Jill, I appreciate you taking time visiting with us, talking with us about behavioral health and the importance of, don't avoid it. If it's an issue that's you're having trouble with and creating other issues for you, get it resolved. Try to get some help for it. Jill, thanks.
Certainly, my sister would love to help.
Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to visiting with you again next time.
All right. Thank you very much. Have a good day.